The Town Mouse and the Country Mouse. This is Country Mouse. He has got a nice house in a tree. The tree is in a cornfield. Country Mouse eats corn every day. He eats corn for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. The country is nice and quiet. All the animals play games in the field and have fun together. Country Mouse has got a friend. He is Town Mouse, and he lives in the town. Country Mouse writes a letter to Town Mouse and invites him to the country. Town Mouse feels very happy when he receives his friend's invitation. He packs his suitcase and goes to the country to visit his friend. Country Mouse is very happy to see his friend.
"Welcome to the country, my friend," he says. "You are tired and hungry. Let's have lunch."
The two friends go to the kitchen. There is corn for lunch.
"I love corn," says Country Mouse. "Do you like corn?"
Town Mouse says,
"No, I don't, but I can eat some because you cook it for me."
Town Mouse eats only a little bit. He doesn't like the food. After lunch, Country Mouse wants to show the field to Town Mouse.
"Let's go for a walk,"
he says. They go out and walk along the cornfield. The grass is long and wet. Town Mouse's feet are wet. He doesn't like the field. Town Mouse sees a big cow in the field.
"Oh, look at that fat thing," he cries. "What is that?"
Country Mouse laughs and says,
"It's only a cow. He is eating grass. Don't worry."
After dinner, the two mice sit in the field and have a chat.
"It's very quiet and dark in the country at night," says Town Mouse. "The birds, the rabbits, and the farmers are all sleeping. The country is very boring."
"I'm never bored here," says Country Mouse.
Then he asks,
"What can you do in the town?"
"You can go to the cinema. You can visit museums. You can go shopping. You can eat pizza, spaghetti, and cake," answers Town Mouse.
"My dear friend," says Town Mouse suddenly, "I don't like the way you live. Come to the town. Come and stay with me for a few days. We can have a lot of fun there, and I'd like to show you my way of life."
"Okay," says Country Mouse. "It's very exciting. I want to see the town a lot."
The two friends spend all night talking. Early in the morning, Town Mouse and Country Mouse get on a bus and go to the town together. The town is noisy. There are a lot of cars. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of shops and cafes. And there are a lot of skyscrapers, too. The people are shouting. The dogs are barking. The cars are beeping their horns. Town Mouse is smiling. He is very happy. He likes the town. Country Mouse isn't smiling. He isn't happy because he doesn't like the town.
"The town is noisy and crowded," he thinks.
Town Mouse and Country Mouse walk along the streets. Then they go to Town Mouse's house. Town Mouse's house is very big. It has got a big garden. There are a lot of beautiful flowers in the garden.
"Your house is very beautiful," says Country Mouse.
"Thank you," says Town Mouse. "I'm happy you like it. Let's go in and have lunch."
The two mice go to the kitchen. There are a lot of cupboards in the kitchen. There are cakes, biscuits, and nuts in them. There are jars of honey and jam. There is some pizza and a big piece of cheese, too. Country Mouse is surprised.
"Wow,"
he says.
There is a lot of food here.
Yes, says Town Mouse. I'm very hungry. Let's eat.
Then the kitchen door opens. The mice see a big white cat.
Meow,
says the cat. She starts walking around the kitchen. The mice are frightened. They hide behind a jar of honey. The cat doesn't smell the mice. She gets out of the kitchen. The kitchen door closes. Town Mouse says,
She is the cat of the house. She isn't here now. We can eat. Don't worry.
Country Mouse doesn't feel hungry anymore. He is anxious. Town Mouse starts eating some cheese.
It's yummy, he says.
The kitchen door opens again. A big gray cat walks into the kitchen. He is hungry, and he can smell the mice. The two mice are very scared. They hide behind the jars, but the cat sees them. The cat is angry. He opens his mouth. He has got sharp teeth. The two mice jump onto the floor. They run as fast as they can. They hide in the cupboard. The big white cat comes to the kitchen and she shouts at the big gray cat,
This is my house! Go away!
The big gray cat runs out of the house. Town Mouse and Country Mouse wait in the cupboard. After a short time, the kitchen is quiet again.
We can get out of the cupboard and eat now, says Town Mouse.
Country Mouse isn't hungry.
No, thank you, he says. I can't eat now. It's very dangerous here. I'm going home. I like the country.
Okay, says Town Mouse. We like different things. Goodbye, my friend. Write to me.
Country Mouse hugs Town Mouse.
Thank you. Goodbye, my friend,
he says. He gets out of the house quickly, and he and Town Mouse go to the bus station together. Town Mouse watches Country Mouse leaving, then he goes back to his house. At home, Town Mouse gets a piece of cheese from the kitchen and sits by the window in his living room. He is happy.
I have got a big house, nice clothes, and tasty food. Life is good in the town,
he thinks. Country Mouse comes home. He sits by the fireplace.
I eat corn and play in the field. Life is good in the country,
he thinks.